In brief, chilly with some snow Friday, a big storm possible as the week begins. Thursday update. As we try to thaw out from our deposit of ice, another front, cold air surge will bring chances of snow most of the day on Friday with a peak, burst of snow in the afternoon right before the drive time, figure 2 update. Right now, it looks like snow accumulations will be really light along I-25, figure 3 update. I do want to highlight the next cold front on Monday where a more significant period of snowfall is expected, figure 2 update. The GFS is going crazy with this one, presently giving the areas around Boulder to western Denver 12 to 14 inches of snow. Areas along I-25 from Fort Collins to Denver get 6 to 10 inches. Forecasting wisdom says to not forecast with confidence the next storm until the current storm, Friday, is done. This is more of a heads up than a firm snowfall forecast at this point. Figure 2 update. The 10-day graphical forecast for Denver from weatherunderground.com. Figure 3 update. The 48-hour snowfall total from the NOM and weather5280.com. Figure 4 update. The 10-day, 10-to-1, snowfall total from the GFS and weather5280.com. End Thursday update. Tuesday update. A weak and quick-moving system will impact the state Wednesday. The temperature profile is such that freezing rain is possible in the morning. It doesn't take much of that form of winter weather to impact travel. The areas under a winter weather advisory, text below, is shaded blue in Figure 1 update. Be safe in the morning. Figure 1 update. The area under a winter weather advisory for Wednesday from the NWS. Winter weather advisory issued, 2:49 p.m. January 18, 2022 National Weather Service. Winter weather advisory in effect from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time Wednesday. Asterisk what? Freezing drizzle and light snow expected. Total snow accumulation up to 1 inch and ice accumulations up to a tenth of an inch. Asterisk where? Portions of central, east central, north central, and northeast Colorado. Asterisk when? From 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time Wednesday. Worst conditions in the morning. Asterisk impacts. Icy roads will make travel very difficult. Plan on slippery road conditions. The hazardous conditions could impact the Wednesday morning and evening commutes. Precautionary, preparedness actions. Slow down and use caution while traveling. The latest road conditions for Colorado can be obtained by calling 511 or by going to www.cotrip.org. Roads will be slick, resulting in slow and hazardous travel. Allow extra time to reach your destination. Sidewalks may be icy and very slippery. End Tuesday update. Forecast discussion. This holiday weekend will be beautiful, figure 1. The warmest day of the weekend will be MLK Day as temperatures along I-25 approach an impressive, for mid-January, 60°F. The jet stream flow aloft will be out of the northwest, figure 2, with a large ridge sitting to our west. All eyes will be on a deep south and east coast winter storm that will dump a lot of rain, ice, and snow depending on which side of the low a given city is located, figure 3. Figure 1. The 10-day graphical forecast from weatherunderground.com for Denver, Colorado. Figure 2. The 500 mb upper air forecast map for Sunday p.m. from the GFS and tropicaltidbits.com. Figure 3. The forecast surface analysis for Sunday p.m. from NCEP. The longer-range forecast. A chilly cold front sweeps down the state midday Tuesday, but precipitation chances with it are pretty low, figure 1. Another front Friday, maybe, has a better chance of giving us a bit of snow. The GFS shows pretty minor snow amounts statewide over the next 10 days, figure 4. Figure 4. The 10-day, 10-to-1 ratio, total snowfall forecast from the GFS and weather5280.com.